This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition. I'm Kelvin Yee. In an effort to fight hate speech and fake news, Germany has begun enforcing a tough new social media law. Social media companies and internet platforms are compelled to remove hate speech and fake news within 24 hours. If they fail to comply, these companies could face fines of up to 50 million euros. Some welcome the move, but critics fear this new law could stifle free speech and give social media companies too much editorial control. I'm speaking to Daniel Mossbrucker, Internet Freedom Desk Officer with RSF or Reporters Without Borders, to get a further insight on this law and its possible impact. Daniel, could you tell me more about this new law?
Yeah, with this so-called social network enforcement law, the state forces social networks to fight intensively against hate speech and also certain kinds of fake news. The law is structured that it refers to the criminal code, and the scope refers to crimes that are defined in the criminal code. And the social networks now have to review content that was flagged by users as illegal. They did it before as well because of their community standards. So Facebook has its own standards, and they checked, of course, already before whether content is not in line with community standards. But today, they also have the obligation to decide whether something is illegal or not. And then if a user reports content, the social networks have to delete it within 24 hours or 1 week if the decision is not easy to make, so they can decide whether it is a hard or easy decision. And they have to decide whether content is illegal or not. And if they fail strategically, so if they make many mistakes, they have to pay fines up to 15 million euros. Moreover, the social networks now have to give detailed statistics, detailed transparency about their mechanisms. So, for example, how many posts they delete on Facebook. And thirdly, this is the last thing of the law, which is a good thing. They have also to install a so-called representative in Germany, which is a person who is available 24/7 for law enforcement agency and could provide some data about people that are that have to face an investigation.
Why did German lawmakers feel that this law was necessary?
Well, as you might know, since 2015, we have kind of a refugee crisis here in Europe and especially in Germany, up to 1 million refugees in only 1 year, which is a huge task for the whole society, of course. And since then, we have a lot of hate speech in social networks because a lot of people disagree that so many refugees are in the country now. And the politicians wanted to solve the problem of hate speech. And because of that, we had a round table between the German government and social networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Google. But after several meetings, this concept of round tables and compliance of the social networks, this approach didn't succeed, and the Ministry of Justice wanted to do something. And then they chose the hard decision and they made this law. Secondly, when this law was created, which was around about 1 year ago, or when the discussion started about the law, which was 1 year ago, Donald Trump was just elected in the US, so about 2 months ago. And this election, of course, shocked Germany. And because the impact of fake news in the US presidency election was so highly debated, the German politicians wanted to do something against fake news because we also had an election in September 2017. So, they wanted to have a law against fake news so that the German election was not influenced by fake news.
So the RSF has highlighted some problems with this law. What are your criticisms against it?
Firstly, I want to state that nobody of us is in favor for hate speech, and everybody of us sees that there is a problem, for example, on Facebook with hate speech. But the approach of the law is kind of a privatization of censorship, because private companies today, private companies that want to make business especially, they have now to decide what people are allowed to say and what not. And normally, this is the responsibility of independent courts in our system with a code of law. We have a task here that is normally done by the state that is now done by private companies, which is kind of a privatization of state action. And secondly, this approach could lead to a so-called risk of overblocking. Overblocking means that social networks delete more content than they have to because they don't want to pay the high fines up to 15 million euros, which is a lot for the social networks. So they have kind of an economic incentive to delete content, maybe also if it's lawful, because they don't want to pay the fines.
Could you give me more concrete examples when you talk about overblocking?
Well, when we talk about overblocking, quite obviously, it could lead to decisions where people post their opinion online and it is deleted, although it is lawful and this is their freedom of expression to say certain things. So, and yeah, it affects the rights of journalists to say or to publish certain things publicly. So I give you an example. Of course, as we have problem of terrorism and of terroristic propaganda here also in Europe, journalists have to report about that. And if you, as a journalist, for example, want to report about terroristic propaganda, you have to use the propaganda a bit and explain it and say, okay, this is propaganda and this is used like that and this could have this impact. But what we see is that the social networks do not decide between propaganda and journalistic work. So if they see that, for example, a picture of the so-called Islamic State of the terror organization is used in an article, they directly think that it is propaganda and then delete it, although it is journalistic work that wants to explain to people that this is dangerous terrorism propaganda. And there we see very clearly how this law has kind of a collateral damage, namely on freedom of expression. And this could also lead to a so-called chilling effect, so that people don't even write something anymore on, or write something critical anymore on Facebook, because they think that it could be illegal and that they could face an investigation by the state, and this would be very dangerous for our democratic discourse. And moreover, and this is also important for us as an international organization, this law is also kind of a German export product. So certain states like Russia or Thailand, they want to copy it and translate it in their language and want to implement it in their own states. And these are, of course, states that don't have such a good media system and not that many trustful media than in Germany. So in these countries, a law like that could lead to a dangerous censorship.
This law became fully enforceable this week. Have we seen its impact already?
Exactly. So what I can tell you is that we saw certain examples where content was deleted and where accounts were blocked. The account of a satire magazine was blocked, and Twitter was obviously unable to decide between satire, that is, of course, legal, and propaganda of populist parties. So, yeah, this is kind of the collateral damage I just referred to. But as I said, it's now too early to talk about the real impact. I think this will become obvious in the next month.
So there are problems with the way Germany is trying to deal with hate speech and fake news. And it seems that governments around the world are also struggling. What solutions would you suggest?
Yeah. As I said, hate speech is a problem. It is also a problem for us because a lot of journalists are affected with hate speech against themselves. So we have to talk about how we could solve that. The problem is that we need an independent oversight for this whole procedure. So that, for example, judges oversee the process of deleting content and decide also in cases that are not that easy to decide. So we also see that it is impossible to bring every reported post to a court because it takes a long time. And it would be crazy to think that a court can decide, I don't know, thousands of posts every day. But I think the whole process needs to be reviewed by a judicial instance to bind this whole procedure more on the code of law and to avoid this privatization of censorship. And secondly, we need a right for users to counter a decision of a network, because today the law only says that they have to delete content in a certain time. But the law don't give users the right to bring those decisions made by the networks about their freedom of expression to court if the users think that this posting was lawful. So this would kind of a right of counter speech, and yeah, this is needed in the future.
That was Daniel Mossbracher, Internet Freedom Desk Officer with RSF, or Reporters Without Borders. If you've missed any part of today's program, you can download the podcast from the BFM app. It's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.